this is our fantastical Bravo podcast, as our little intro thing says. So you want to just give an overview for today's show?
Well,
talking about the second episode.
Yeah, this is going to be a lot more informal than our first episode because we're recording like 10 minutes after.
After finishing. We just had a snack and now we're sitting down for a second one because we haven't really had the chance to use the space until now.
So it's all crammed in.
We're cramming it in the same day. They'll be posted. They should be posted at least a couple days apart to give you guys a chance to listen and, you know. And then you get more of us immediately, you know, in case you were starting to have deprival. So, for those of you that were deprived, we're back, and we congratulate you on making it this far.
Yeah, to be able to make it this far, I don't know if I could.
Yeah, I
mean, I can hardly stand being near Abby as it is. Every time I see her, I just want to run away.
Scary. Okay.
Okay, that's, okay, so.
Today in the podcast, we're going to talk, as you said, second episode. We're going to be having our new section. It's a special segment covering one topic.
Nina Garcia.
And it's going to be very exciting.
And then we're going to talk about the second episode of Project Runway.
We're going to go through the dress, talk about which one we like, which ones we hated. And then in our discussion segment, well, who knows what we'll talk about because we haven't actually thought it up yet.
Well, I was thinking that we could talk about how combining our knowledge of the designer's first two dresses.
Our new impressions.
Yes.
Love the
idea. Exactly.
That's what we're talking about, apparently.
Exactly.
What a great, we like, you know, we're spontaneous here.
Spontaneity. It's
key, you know?
Okay, so now that we've provided that exciting bit of news for you all.
For 2 minutes, we've already raised 2 minutes of your lives. We're going to go on to our special news section. So be excited, guys, because here it comes. Edition of our news segment, special for being the second episode. Just before we start, we need to have a public service announcement that
it's thundering.
Just like the last episode. The last episode it actually went down, and now it's kind of getting worse.
And for some reason, Abby can't close her windows, so, you know, if there's a loud burst of thunder, it's not because the podcasting gods really despise what we're doing. It's, you know, just the weather in Massachusetts. It might be. Okay. So, well, something that some of you may know, if you follow, you know, Project Runway in the news, is that Nina Garcia, you know, was either fired from Elle or...
They fired her.
Now, according to Heidi in her little intro, she is no longer Nina Garcia, fashion director of Elle magazine. She is Nina Garcia, editor-at-large for Elle magazine. And she's also taken a position as...
As fashion director,
I think,
editor guy
for Marie Claire magazine,
which
meaning in the future, well, this season the prize is still, you know, a fashion spread. It still consists of a fashion spread in Elle magazine along with everything
you
else.
You gotta think, Project Runway is probably partnered with Elle. It's not just
because Nina Garcia works there, but now I recall reading that now they're going to have the fashion spread in Marie Claire magazine. Now this definitely impacts the show, because Marie Claire, it has, you know, slightly less prestige than Elle does in the fashion world, but on the other hand, it, you know, now, and obviously, I mean, when the designers sell their clothes, it's for a very high price, but now it's being marketed towards a very different group of people. I mean, I'm sure that the people that read Elle there's very different demographics than the readership of Marie Claire magazine.
Actually, I feel like I read this a while ago. Probably got on Fanpop, actually. That she's apparently actually having conflict already at Marie Claire.
Well, that would make sense.
So, who knows how long her stay will be. Actually. But, you know, this is an important topic, and we feel like you guys should be informed about this.
Because it does impact the show, like I was saying. I mean, actually, it could probably, in a way, if they're partnered with Marie Claire magazine in the coming season, which is another change that will be happening, it could, you know, it could really change the viewership. We've talked about how the move to Lifetime, you know, coupled with, you know, now they're also moving to Los Angeles, and now Marie Claire is going to be involved in the show. Well, there's going to be a lot of changes.
Well, I feel like I was watching an episode from season 2 the other day, and the judge wasn't Nina Garcia, it was whoever the fashion director at Elle Magazine was at the
Anne
time.
Anne Sloveny?
Search me. But you know, maybe you might think, would they lose Nina Garcia and take back their fashion director of Elle Magazine? Well, do you think you could see that happening? I mean,
honestly. They wouldn't lose Nina. Nina's part of Project Runway. She's going to stick with the show.
Her and Michael Kors, you know.
Well, I mean, there might be some. I'm fairly sure that they're going to be staying with the show when it goes to LA. But also, I mean, it seems like if the judges change, that might be the last straw for a lot of viewers.
So yeah.
I think Lifetime's probably doing everything they can to ensure that the show stays as similar to it previously was as possible.
Yeah, I can imagine that. You mentioned a while back about their expensive clothes. I saw this on FanPop the other day, too. Apparently some of Christian Siriano's clothes are being sold on Bluefly.
Yeah,
Bluefly right now.
I've seen them. Let's also talk about that.
For like $2,000 or something?
No.
Oh, it was expensive.
$200 more like. Well,
sorry.
Some of the clothes, I think, definitely it made sense they were that expensive. Because there was one dress that I liked, and, you know, I'm not. Christian style isn't really my style.
Victoria Beckham style.
Exactly. But there was one dress in particular that I really liked, and there was a jacket that, you know, I could definitely see myself wearing in about, you know, 10 years when I have a job and need to be all professional. But as it is, like, there was this one shirt, you know, kind of like a simple gray t-shirt with this ruffle thing on the side, and it was, you know, like $98. That's one of those reasons. It's like, you know, Lacoste polos, where it's something simple that's insanely expensive solely because of the name attached to it. And I think that that's where, I mean, some people who watch Project Runway can afford that, some people can't.
Yeah, obviously, like us. I mean, hell, we can't even afford our own servers.
Yeah,
so we have...
Well, there are only two pieces left.
There was lots when I first checked, because I checked when it first came out.
But it's all sold out now.
They're, like, they're really nice, actually.
Well, the...
Gotta give kudos to him.
Yeah, there were two types of things. They're all very Christian and, you know, not the religion, Christian Siriano. But, you know, very much his style... But definitely toned down a little and made in a more ready-to-wear manner.
Yeah.
There are some, like, kind of gold lamé pieces, which I'm not too into, but the black pieces I definitely like, especially the black metallic wool Dinner at 8 jacket.
I like that jacket.
Although, I'm not sure if it's $520 worth of cool.
Yeah. I mean, he's cranking out some good stuff. And it's good to know that he's still being successful. Because, you know, he was obviously a pretty notorious when Project Runway. And, you know, it's always good to see them be, like, really successful. Yeah, this was posted 9 days ago and it's already sold out.
Yeah.
So, like, exactly. People commented on this thing saying that those prices are high. I'd totally wear it if it was a little bit cheaper. So maybe he'll do something with Target eventually and then, you know.
Everyone will be happy.
Yeah. So.
Okay. Okay, so
that's
pretty much it for our new
segment.
That's
all we can think about for our new segment. We hope you enjoyed our special edition for what it was. And yeah, now our next thing will be our episode
recap and discussion.
Woohoo!
So,
we're just going to get right to it. We're not going to beat around the bush. And Sophie is going to briefly talk about what the challenge was this week.
So the challenge was using green fabrics, meaning environmentally friendly, not all green, which at first I thought it was, And then
that's because you're dense.
Yeah, and that. Well, and then about 2 seconds later, I was like, oh, environmentally friendly. I don't know. Right. It could be literal. Project Runway gets pretty, you know.
They do.
Crazy at times. So, but the twist was, you know, instead of the, you know, the designers picking out their fabric, the models picked it out. And, you know, normally I wouldn't be too concerned because, like, I don't really buy the whole stereotype that models are just, you know, ditzy blondes mm-hmm. who don't know anything about anything except looking pretty. But, you know, judging by some of the fabric they picked out,
yeah,
a few of them, maybe.
So, spoiler alert, we're going to say, my voice, like, cracked for that. That was weird. So, anyways, we're going to announce the winner. Sir, the winner was Suede, and
do you agree with that, Abby?
No, we have to talk about the loser first, and the loser was Wesley. Suede winning. Now, we're gonna look at his dress now on our screens, and let's talk about this. Honestly, you know, my honest opinion, I really liked his dress. I kind of liked it. It wasn't my favorite, but I liked what he did, and I liked the concept of the whole thing.
You know, when I look at the picture, and the first thing I think of is, those are cool shoes. Probably not the best thing for the designer. But I think it's an interesting dress, and I think he did a good job with the materials he was given. The strap seems sort of uneven, and something that I was just thinking is, it's you know, a well-made dress, and I think it's to people's personal taste. It doesn't strike me as something I would wear for a cocktail dress, but I'm sure some people would.
Yeah.
But for one thing, it seems like it might be, you know, considering something that always, that kind of gets to me is they said, you know, it's going to be manufactured on Bluefly midway through when they were making it. Yeah. I mean, that could really change what some people's plans were, because if something is going to be marketed, you know, for the masses, that's, you would think, you would maybe want to design it in a different way.
Yeah, I get what you're saying. The one thing that I don't like about this dress, I like the top half of it, I don't like how the bottom is so froofy.
Really, I like the bottom more than I like the top, just in terms of, I think the whole kind of, the different fabrics, you know, and the, like, the straps and whatnot.
Yeah.
Is, you know, it's a little, nice it's idea. Not, it's an interesting idea, I don't think it's as, it's, like, executed as, I think, well as it might have been. Yeah. But I
liked how we did something different.
Yeah, and although I do have to say that if I was, you know, working, like, if I was in charge of Bluefly, I might have been thinking, how, you know, because I just don't know, like, I personally don't think I'd choose that one out of them all for a cocktail dress.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, let's tell people which ones we would have chosen.
We'll get to them.
Yeah.
But I don't think I would have chosen that one as the winner. But Wesley's dress, the losing dress, I have to figure out which one it is, because all the brown ones look the same.
Okay, this one's Wesley's. This was the right decision.
Yeah, it was the right decision. Wesley is a good designer, but, like, I listened to a little bit of the after the sew thing, except they didn't talk about the part about his relationship, because I'm not a card member, but, you know, anyways, like, he sounded like he didn't like his dress, and if you don't like your dress, go figure.
Well, I think the problem was, number one, everyone that had that, like, shiny, this is the fabric I was talking about in the, what were those models thinking?
Yes. It's horrible.
It's like, shiny and brown, and I just think that out of all the three that had it, only Joe was the one that kind of realized that simple might have been better. I mean, his design might have been, like, incredibly simple and not exactly, you know, like, very, it might not have been very, like, you know, interesting or really, like, something that makes people, you know, think, wow, this is great. But he knew that if he had done, like, I think that he was the only one that realized that doing something more complex would have just not worked whatsoever.
Yeah, I really liked what he did with the fabric, actually, because I remember, like, Leanne was talking about how they all had, like, the death fabric. And I didn't like what Leanne and Wesley were doing, but I actually, and they didn't show very much of Joe, but then I saw Joe's down the runway, and I'm like, okay, he used that well. Because it worked for his model, and it worked
in
that dress.
It was fitted very, very well. Yeah, I think it's not exactly like a show-stopping dress, but
it looks good on his model.
Yeah, and I could definitely see it on, like, you know, maybe the red carpet or something, in terms of, it's one of those things that even though it isn't, like, amazing, it's just, like, a nice, simple dress.
Okay, so now Leanne's. Okay, first of all,
oh, and actually, just to talk about Wesley's, my new Nina quote is, shiny tight and short is the quickest way to look
yeah,
cheap.
Yeah, that was a good one.
And just because it's kind of funny because that, like, Heidi wears a lot of stuff that would fit all three of those qualities.
But
she pulls it off because she's Heidi.
Now we're going to Leanne. First of all, I just want to say, I like the idea of the dress.
Yeah, and I liked it more than I liked Wesley's,
but
definitely.
I don't think it looked good on her model, honestly.
She looks so like Peter Pan.
Yeah, and I also didn't like, honestly, I didn't like it on a blonde model.
Well, my issue with it, well, she couldn't have really held that, because
blonde model
picked the fabric.
But, stupid blonde.
I definitely think that she, bad. Yeah, I think that she
I'm
definitely
nothing against
did.
Blondes. I used to be blonde.
Oh my god. Okay, Abby didn't dye her hair, she just claims it's darker. Anyway,
it is
back
darker.
To the dress. So, it's, I think that if she had cut back on the loops and maybe, like, the skirt, don't like the pockets, and maybe made the skirt a little bit longer, I think, it might have been a much nicer dress, definitely. Yeah.
Okay, so now let's go to some
of the other dresses. Let's talk about Blaine's.
Looking at what he did last time, I think he made a huge improvement.
He likes color blocking, I think.
Yeah.
Definitely.
I feel like this is, like, sort of, like, you know, future-y without being, like...
I don't think so.
It's, like, I don't know. It's kind of, like...
He likes black, and he likes bright colors, which isn't really what I like, but it... looks good on his model, and she probably liked it if she chose the fabrics.
Yeah.
I think that just, it's, you know, it's a, you know, a fairly nice cocktail dress, and maybe in a different color, I would like it more. But
it works for the model. I think it worked really well for the model. So then I go to is Daniel's, and I can never say anything bad about Daniel. No.
Yeah.
It's pretty good, you know? I think he didn't have enough fabric to work with, and it's
I think
obvious.
He didn't have enough time. The guy stresses like crazy.
Yeah, he doesn't have enough...
Daniel.
He didn't have enough time, and he didn't have enough fabric.
Relax. No, he had enough... Okay.
No, he didn't get enough fabric, obviously. I mean, he would make it go down lower if he had more fabric.
Well, I think so, but to say he didn't have enough time, I just don't think he's very... I think he just got stressed out.
Yeah.
I mean...
He needs to calm down. You need to be more chill, Daniel. I'm sorry. I love you, but you're my favorite in this competition right now, but you need to chill.
I kind of like his dress.
There's nothing bad about it.
It's a nice cocktail dress. Kind of short, but it's nice. It reminds me of Betty Boop.
Yeah, she does. Oh my god, that's what she reminds me of. Okay.
Okay, Emily.
Emily, I actually
nothing
like,
underground about this either.
I kind of like this, actually.
I
just don't like how short it is.
This was another case of,
looks
you know,
like
don't have enough fabric. Yeah, exactly. Like, it looks like something you'd put over your bathing suit or something.
Yeah, I think really if it was a little bit longer, it'd be fantastic.
And like I said before, she does good styling.
In terms of she made
it more interesting.
She
like,
did
in terms
fantastic
of.
Fantastic styling.
Like, the jewelry and the shoes just, like, I think they work with the dress. They make it so much more interesting and good looking, like, overall as a look.
So the next we're going to is. Jarrell's. Okay.
Jarrell overdesigns, I think.
I like his, honestly, except for the stuff on the bottom. The stuff on the bottom, he's got this weird peacock fringy stuff.
The top doesn't look well fitted.
No, it doesn't.
And it also, I think it's short. I think that if that's what his model wanted, like, the thing is, I think aside from the fit of the top, it's a lot, but he definitely put it all together in a way that it looks like, you know, a dress that it's very costumey, but if it was a costume, I think it'd be really cool, actually. As
looks
a cocktail dress, not so much.
Looks
especially
like
with the earrings.
Like she's wearing a lampshade as a skirt. Just a thought. Yeah, like one of those really tacky ones with fur on it. Okay,
it's
next
feathers,
one.
Abby.
Jennifer's. I actually really like this.
I liked how it moved, and
I like the color.
I like the color blocking. I like the orange, not so much with the gray.
I like the orange on the dress.
She actually, out of, you know, funnily enough, you know, Daniel and Emily, theirs were too short. I think hers is just the littlest bit too long.
I like her dress a lot, though. I think it works really well with her model. Because the black hair going to the black shoes, that looks good, and it sort of completes it. And it's a good color, and she got good fabrics.
Yeah, she did. I think, but, like, well, for one thing, I think that the top of it kind of sits too low, and that looks like it's sliding down the front. And I think that the skirt, like I said, I think if it was just above her knee, it would have added a lot of youth to the look.
Yeah, you were saying.
Because my issue is, I think it just looks kind of, like, like, not dowdy, but just, like, it looks more mature, which I don't think you should really be going for when you have a really young model for a cocktail. It doesn't look like a cocktail dress.
Yeah, I get what you're saying.
But it's a nice dress.
Okay, so the next one is Keith's. It looks kind of, like, also, like, a little bit too, like...
A little bit too short?
Lingerie-ish.
Not really.
I don't like the way it's pulled up. Mm. It's kind of like Lana's Tamar.
Well, actually, the funny thing is, in the next episode, he's saying stuff about how, like, he wants it to be, like, you know, like look... His dress, he wanted it to look good, but still have some volume. And the funny thing... And I think that defines this dress, actually, very well. I think if it was a little bit longer, it'd be...
better.
Like, a tiny bit longer, because otherwise then I think it'd be too much on her.
Think if it went to her knees, then it would have been...
No, better. No.
Yeah.
Not to her knees, because that'd be a lot of volume. I like the good way... point. I like how the top is fitted.
Me too.
It's...
I like the design things on the top, or is that necklaces?
If anyone, aside from a stick-thin model, was wearing it, it'd probably look horrible, but she makes it work. Definitely.
Yeah.
Makes it work.
Make it work. Kelly's. Kelly's is...
I think that she was just like, I have immunity. I'm gonna do something.
Whatever the heck random. I want.
I think it'd be better if... It like, the shirt, not the... It, because it, what it looks like is, it doesn't look like a dress so much as it looks like a skirt.
Separates.
A shirt and a shrug. The top.
I like the top.
Well, my issue is, like, the blue is nice, but she has this weird green thing that...
I don't like her shrug.
It's strange. I like the shrug more than I like the skirt.
I think it would have been cool styling-wise if she, like, didn't have the shrug and she had silver necklaces. Because that's, like...
I think that if she had used all of the same fabric, it would have been
better. Yeah. That would have been good. Okay, yeah. So the next one...
I think it looks too complex for all the different colors. Just,
so,
they make it too much.
Next is Kenley.
This is my favorite.
Of course she is your favorite.
I
don't like the collar, honestly.
She didn't choose the fabric. I just think, to me, like...
It looks like a flower.
Well, to me, it's just, it looks really, like, out of all the stuff that Kenley makes, it just looks really finished.
Yeah.
And it looks...
I do
She's
agree
very
on that.
Good at execution. I mean, like... Some of the other dresses, execution wasn't that good, but Kenley, I mean, even if there are a few things that I disagree with, like, I think maybe if the skirt was, like, an inch shorter, I'd like it more. And, you know, obviously, like, I don't think that I could wear it. I think I'd look weird.
Yeah, but you would look weird.
But it looks great on her model, and
yeah.
I think it's it was my favorite dress, and I think that it's a little more I think it's a little more wearable than Suede's.
Okay, I like Jennifer's most so far. Oh, I actually liked Corto's. Corto, we're on next. It wasn't that bad.
Get what she was talking about with, like, the whole, it will embrace my model's curves. Because for one thing, her model's skinny. And for another, I understand the whole, like, seams inside out thing. Like, my reaction... Like, I was like, huh, that could be really cool. I don't think she executed it as well as it could have. I think that the seams were too big, and the whole wings thing in the back, it just, overall, looked really sloppy to me. And I didn't like her model styling.
Okay, the next one is Stella's. Oh, it was boring. But I think Stella did a good job of getting her style across.
Yeah, I think she did a good job of that. I don't think she deserved to be in the top three.
It looks like they're missing the bottom.
Well,
looks like she should put pants on.
Yeah, my issue with it is,
like,
I just don't like, I don't know, the whole, one arm's bare, one arm's cover thing just isn't really my style.
Yeah.
But, you know, the lacing was good.
I like the lacing.
Like, I think that if she had done what her model wanted, it would have been a lot worse, so props for doing what works for you.
So last we have Terry, and I think, first of all, her model looks really young in this dress, and I think that's good about it.
It's good, yeah. I think that this should have been in the top.
I agree.
In place of Stella's.
I really liked it when it was going down the runway.
Like,
it
for me,
really good.
For me, I think that if she hadn't put the belt, it would look a little more like a cocktail dress in my mind.
Yeah.
I think something about the fabrics combined with the belt just makes it seem to me kind of like if someone just wanted to put on a dress to go to work and look totally awesome because they had if they had a job in fashion or something, not so much a cocktail dress, but it's a really well done dress. And
yeah.
I think in different fabrics, like, you can't blame her for the fabrics. And if it wasn't different fabrics, I think it looked like a great cocktail dress.
Yeah. Okay, so that's all we have to say about this episode so far.
And then we're going to go on to our general discussion.
Yes. Has influenced them, sort of the designers.
Let's just encourage, my, Kenley is awesomeness.
Yeah.
I'm just glad that Terry wasn't, I'm just glad that she finally got acknowledged in the third episode, but I think that this is the dress she's been acknowledged for.
Yeah. I think Blaine definitely classed his stuff up. Sorry about the feet. That's my brother.
And I think that this is what kind of showed me that Jennifer, does have, something that hasn't really been showing through in her other things. And it kind of showed me more of, Leanne's point of view.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, I definitely get
it. I mean, I might not have agreed with it in this challenge, but it definitely, you know.
I just thought it was really tragic that Wesley got eliminated.
I think he deserved it.
This is the Daniel and Wesley relationship episode that they had after the show, right? Should we talk about that? Why not?
I just think they're cute.
I don't know. I think they're a cute couple. Gotta love, all the gay men.
I just think it's so funny that people are like, their MySpaces both say they're in a relationship, and they're both each other's top friends.
I wonder. Dating.
I just love the fact that it's because of the internet.
I know. Thank you, internet.
Okay.
Given us so much. So, I don't know how much we actually have to talk about in the discussion, which I feel like I'm depriving you guys almost in a way.
Well, I think the third episode has a lot of discussion, so we can just move on.
Yeah, we're going to do our third episode. We probably won't record today because we want to have some more news for you guys.
In the coming days, probably. Yeah,
and hopefully there'll be some soon.
Okay.
Email? Not yet. Yes. See if there's anything else. We can talk about Tim Gunn. Oh, holla at your boy. Or was that the third episode?
Let's talk about in the third episode.
Yeah,
anyway.
We'll talk about in the third episode. And, Natalie Portman. How did we forget that?
Oh, man. Yeah, that's bad.
Wait,
okay.
That wasn't this episode. That was... No, yes, it was this episode. Okay.
Remember? And she was all sweet. I'd totally wear your dress.
I know. I liked having Natalie Portman. I mean...
I think she's cool.
She's cute.
Yeah. And
she looks so young.
And I like her style, and I like her vegan shoes.
Yeah.
Which, although, I do have to say that there's some, it's not exactly, I was reading a bunch of people saying they're made out of plastic, it's not very, environmentally friendly, but my mom is a vegetarian, I'm a vegetarian, except when I make exceptions in some cases, and... Yeah, I'm such a good vegetarian, and it's cool that somebody's really thinking about that.
I know, I think it was kind of funny, though, when I was watching the episode, and they were, playing up how they're having a celebrity guest judge, and I was like, oh, I know who that is.
Well, it's like when they had Sarah Jessica Parker. I mean, it's kind of style icon thing.
Yeah, so I think it was fun having Natalie Portman on the show. It was good guest judge. They've done a good job so far with guest judges.
Well, overall, I prefer the fashion, It's, for me, I would much rather have, a designer guest judging than a celebrity, because I think that unless they're, the challenge is, make a dress for Natalie Portman, when they had Sarah Jessica Parker on, they were making a dress for her clothing line, Bitten.
Yeah.
And that, made perfect sense for her as a judge, and also because she's so well-known from Sex and the City as a style icon, whereas... And, I understand that Natalie Portman has something to promote, and she is part of Young Hollywood, and, she does go to parties and stuff, but overall, I just prefer the, the fashion designers. It feels a lot more authentic.
Honestly, though, I think Natalie Portman as a guest judge, you can tell that she's, Heidi Klum level of fashion knowledge.
Mm.
No, not quite Heidi Klum's level.
Yeah.
Heidi's
in the fashion industry.
She's in the fashion industry.
Natalie Portman, not so
much. But you can tell that she, wears classy clothes and stuff. And, you can trust her to have a fashion opinion.
It's I would much rather have Natalie Portman on the show than Paris Hilton.
Yes, exactly.
Exactly.
Great note to end on.
Not much of a ringing endorsement, but it's there.
Yeah, so we're going to move on to
reminder how to contact us.
Because we haven't gotten any emails in the last 10 minutes because technically our podcast actually hasn't been posted. So,
see
ya after the music. Just like the last episode, since these were recorded on the same day and we did the same thing wrong, we had to re-record this. So it will be just me. Sorry to bore you. But hopefully this one will be, it'll be very similar to the last one because of recording them one after another. But hopefully I won't bore you too much with this. So anyways, we love your email so much. We love to hear what you think. We'd like to hear if you like the first episode, if you like the second episode, if you have your own opinions, if you disagree with ours. We really want to know what the so-called listeners that we have think of our podcast and of the show, shows, both of them. I know probably some of you might be Project Runway watchers, not Top Chef, and vice versa, but we're going to try to, like, appeal to both of you. And if you don't watch Top Chef and you watch Project Runway, we encourage you to watch Top Chef because we'd really like to have our whole listener contingent in on both of those things. I'm sorry for that. I just accidentally hit the remote. I'm sorry for any background noise, but anyways, so our email is fsquaredpodcast@hotmail.com. No dots, no dash, nothing, no spaces. It's just fsquaredpodcast@hotmail.com. Our Podomatic, I don't know if anyone uses that, but we have that too, which is fsquaredpodcast.podomatic.com. We also have an RSS feed if you want to send your feed subscriber thing to that. It's fsquaredpodcast.podomatic.com/rss2xml. Our main site, the main website where we're going to be posting the most, we're going to post our polls there, we're going to post our links there to things that we talk about, our favorite links like blogging Project Runway and blogging Top Chef, all those really good stuff that we're using. And basically our home base for this whole thing is going to be a blogger, so you can find us there at fsquaredpodcast.blogspot.com. As I said, we just really want to know what you guys think, and we're going to also put up polls soon, and our polls will be fun, and though some of them will be, you know, joking, like, you know, more like that sort of thing, but some of them might be more like Prudy thinks gonna win sort of thing, not like jokey. What do you think of Christian Siriano's hair? Do you get the idea? So, anyways, I'm going to just try to wrap this up because it's kind of boring where it's just me. Probably want Sophie back. Well, you might not. You might be glad she's gone. She doesn't know. I'm saying this because she's not here. But anyways, thank you for hanging in with this in this episode and last episode. This will be the last time this happens because we did those in one recording session and we just got, we got our facts wrong, you know, just in this section. So sorry about the inconvenience and all, and so stay tuned for our final credits cut, which hopefully won't have to be re-recorded. We'll have to see in a minute. So thank you so much, and we really do appreciate you guys sitting through this and listening to this. For a short goodbye section, so I get to use my music in this podcast. It's just a reminder, all our emails are in the last segment.
And we'd love to hear from you.
Love to
see what you have to say.
And we love that you're actually listening to this, because we don't actually think anyone is.
And, so that's, you know, why, we're that's just why trying we, this out and seeing what happens.
That's why we want emails. We want to know that you're out there.
Because we need attention. We thrive on it.
Not so much.
Well, Abby does. I would just be fine with, you know, sending me chocolate or something.
Yeah. Yeah, you can do that too. Like, except we're not going to give you our address. We'll get a P.O. box if someone wants to send us chocolate.
Yeah, okay. Well, anyway.
Anyways.
Goodbye.
Goodbye, and I hope you guys have a wonderful day, and stay tuned for our third episode of the BravoCast, which will come once we get the chance to record it. And it will be fantastic, and we'll be recapping episode 3, which we've already seen. We love.
And then, you know, sometime next week, we'll be doing episode 4.
Hopefully. And then I'm going to go to Cape, just a reminder, so no guarantees. So please stay with us while we finish up our summers and, you know, we get a hold of this space whenever we can. So thank you again for bearing with us, and
goodbye.
Goodbye. Thank you.